Good morning. I'm Tate Furch.
I'm Caden Graves.
And I'm Emmy Bartolo. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
After winning the state football championship last fall, both the Golden Bear boys and girls basketball teams have had a great season. The boys were ranked number 4 in the state in the latest Iowa High School Athletic Association Top 10 list. The boys have a big matchup next week with number 1 ranked Fort Dodge St. Edmund.
Amari Thomas has been averaging a double-double with 16 points, 12 rebounds per game this season. Michael Joyce is also averaging over 16 points per game, and Carter Schwab is at 13. Tate Furch and Carter Schwab are second and third on the rebound list. Schwab, Joyce, and Furch lead the team in assists, and Joyce, Schwab, and Furch have all racked up lots of steals. Fellow starter Madden Miller has also done well, particularly on defense, and Brad Meister and Jack Muller have gotten lots of playing time off the bench.
The Golden Bear girls are now ranked number 2 by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, behind only Newell Fonda. The girls' only losses were to Class 3A Forest City and to West Des Moines Valley, which is the largest school in the state. The girls played close in both their losses. In fact, they played Valley closer than most 5A teams have, losing by a score of just 59-50.
Grayson Eastman has averaged 19 points per game for the Bears, with Sasha Alish and Emmy Bartolo right behind her on the scoring list. Brooklyn Birdie, Addison Ferris, and Alyssa Hoagland lead the team in three-point percentage. Grayson Eastman, Carly Nielsen, Madeline Tigges, and Ava Rothler have been the team's top rebounders, and Bartolo, Alish, and Tigges lead the team in assists. Good luck in the rest of the season to both the boys and girls basketball teams.
In recent years, Bishop Garrigan has made a big commitment to include real-world career education. The school has made arrangements with nearly 100 area businesses, many of which are operated by our alumni. The career education begins with special speakers who show freshmen what different jobs are like. It continues for sophomores and juniors with their mock interviews and job shadowing opportunities.
The biggest part of career education is called ECE. During the second semester of their senior year, many students, particularly those who aren't looking at traditional four-year colleges, earn school credit for the work they do through internships and apprenticeships at area businesses. Counselor Aaron Miller and English teacher Ashley Meyer have been the main organizers of this program, but many Garrigan teachers and lots of business people are involved as well.
This past week, Garrigan teacher David Burrow learned that he will be receiving the Ken Winkler Distinguished Service Award for the Iowa Football Coaches Association. Garrigan coach Marty Wadley nominated Mr. Burrow for the award, which mostly recognizes the work he's done as the PA announcer at Golden Bear Games. He's been the voice of the Bears for football since 1992, and he's also announced many baseball games and even a few basketball games. Congratulations, Mr. Burrow.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Noah Birdie. Here to tell you about him is Ava Schneider.
Noah Birdie is a Bancroft native who is one of the students in the ECE career program, where he works at Fiber Body. He's a part of the Golden Bear trap shooting team, and away from school, he likes to work and hang out with his friends. Next year, he plans to major in agribusiness at Hawkeye Tech. We wish Noah good luck in the future.
Thanks, Ava. On our Golden Bear calendar, girls wrestling has their conference tournament today at Algona High. There's also a boys wrestling tournament in Creston this weekend.
Tomorrow is the KC free throw contest. Monday, there's no school at Garrigan because of professional development. The boys basketball team hosts St. Ed's Monday night, and there's a JV wrestling tournament in Emmitsburg.
Tuesday, the basketball teams play at Lake Mills. The swim team is in Boone that night. Wednesday is the Diocesan Band Festival at Bishop Heland in Sioux City. Then on Thursday, many seniors will lead the 8th grade retreat in Bancroft.
There's wrestling in Iowa Falls Thursday night and JV wrestling at Humble on Friday. Finally on Friday, the basketball teams host Eagle Grove for senior night.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show next week when we'll be looking at Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.